Gloria Moraga. This is Communications in the Digital Age. Monday, September 23rd, 2019. Happy Monday, happy travelers rolling down the highway of life. Yeah, I said that. I can't believe I said it. What corn? My father used to say that. It means, how corny can you be? Corny means just, I don't know, not cool. I decided to podcast every day this week just to give it a try. Gloria Moraga here, one-on-one. Communications in the Digital Age. Do you know that more working people have heart attacks on Monday than any other day of the week? Researchers believe people are more stressed on Monday compared to other days. When I worked at the local university, I was stressed every day. I was a walking, talking heart attack waiting to happen, and I had a long commute. Long commutes suck. Books on tape saved my life. I love listening to them in the car. So here I am to help you on your commute or just get through the Monday blues. I'm going to talk about songs. There's a song from the 1980s, 1990s that helped me through the day all my life since I first heard it. It was written by Paul Williams. He was a talented songwriter who wrote several songs for the Carpenters, Karen and Richard. Then he began singing and performing his own work himself. Here is one of my favorite lines from one of my favorite Paul Williams songs. Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong. I'm not that strong. And I could sing it for you. Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong. I'm not that strong. The song's title, I Won't Last a Day Without You. When my marriage failed, I loved that song so much, I stopped thinking about my ex-husband when I played the song. Instead, I thought about my Siamese cat, Clinton. I named him for the president, and I thought about Clinton instead of the ex. Clinton, the cat, helped me get through my divorce and rough times at work. He loved me unconditionally. That's key. When I would crawl in bed at night after a difficult day, he would touch my nose with his paw, begin to purr, then climb under the covers with me, and all my stress and troubles would drain away. I used to sing that song a lot to help me get through the day. I really felt I'm not that strong. But now I know I am strong, and so are you. We just need to acknowledge that life is tough, but we are stronger. So, what helps you get through the day? Find it. Embrace it. We all need something. On this Monday, I just want to remind you that we all have people, things, places, pets. I love my dog too. Friends who make the difference in our lives. Here are the words to the rest of the song. It's nice to know you'll be there if I need you. When there's no getting over that rainbow, when your smallest of dreams won't come true, I can face all the madness this world has to give, but I won't last a day without you. There are two more Monday songs I want to share with you. Monday, Monday by the Mamas and the Papas. It goes, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Wonderful. Take a listen to it if you can. And the last Monday song was made famous by the aforementioned Carpenters. It's called Rainy Days and Mondays. Okay, yes. These are all sad songs. I love sad songs. But they are good songs. So why do I love sad songs and how do they help me get through the Monday? Music lifts you up. The lyrics are poetry. And this is key. It brings us together. We all struggle at work. We all deal with a world of strangers. We all get down on Monday, on rainy days, whatever day. The music lets us know that our feelings and our fears are shared by someone else. We can take all the madness the world has to give, but we will get through our rainy days and our Monday Mondays because we do really have each other. Happy Monday, Monday, everybody. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One-on-One Communications in the digital age.